Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive towards the mound. Blankenship reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a pop-up into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Uhel moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Uhel moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Connolly scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Uhel hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jamieson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Harry Courtney now pitching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to third. Jamieson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Shealy trying to get to home. Sewell throws to O'Neill who tags Shealy for the out. Strunk moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Gardner. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Strunk. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.